dirty laundry.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. So this is dirty laundry.
Nice.
And what
we have a lot of that, don't we?
Oh, God, don't we? A lot of our own anyway, but we're not going to discuss our own problems. Oh, you can if you want. We're going to discuss. Have you? Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to lay down on my couch and talk about it?
No. I would rather talk about other people's problems because it's way funner.
I was going to say, so, how old were you when you first had this experience, Marcia? How does it make you feel?
Let's talk about it in detail.
Great detail. Just hold on while I wash my hands. Okay, so I've been reading other people's problem pages and stealing a few from there, and I just want to give my take on them, and also I want other people to message me if you're on Facebook, which you probably are, which is why you listen to this. I'm Joanne Nikita Magic. Or you can find me through Marcia's Facebook. And if you've got a problem, we can sort it out. Or I can sort it out and Marcia can help me if ever she wants to. If you want to in the future, you're going to help me today anyway. So, we've got Louise. I don't know if it's a real name, but she's from Fife in Scotland. And she says... I'm not going to do the accent. I was going to do the accent, but I'm not going to do it. I can't do the Scottish one. She says, I've just found out that I'm 7 weeks pregnant and it wasn't planned. She's fine about it, but her partner of 2 years says he wants her to terminate it. He says it's bad timing and he's not ready to be a dad. And he already has a 4-year-old from another relationship who he sees at the weekend. He says that he wants a career, and that she said, Louise apparently said, that she didn't want a child and that it will ruin her life. He's trying to talk her into getting rid of it, but she wants to keep it, but she knows that she'll lose him as he doesn't want to be a dad. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, why? Why is she even with this guy? Go on, Marcia, you tell me. Yeah. Why is she with the guy?
I think she's with the guy because he's a good lay, quite frankly.
Do you think?
Yeah. No, you know, I don't know why she's with the guy. I think she should get the hell away from the guy. He's obviously not good for her. And I think that, let's think about this for a minute.
I think that she should have been a clueless slut. Is she a clueless slut?
She isn't. You know what? Yeah, totally. And I also think, like, seriously, she knew he didn't want to have kids. So... what the fuck? Has she heard of, like, protection or, like, getting his tubes tied or getting hers tied so she couldn't have children? Or, you know, like, there's ways. If you don't want to have kids, you should do stuff like that, you know?
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Let's see what else we've got. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This one is Sasha, who's 15 years old. And this is how she writes, okay? And I'm going to do a voice for this one. It won't be her accent, but it'll be some accent of a teenager.
All right, go for it.
This is really embarrassing, but me and my boyfriend, who I've been with for over a year, want to try anal sex. I really want to try it, but I'm scared. I've had his head up there before, and it did hurt a bit. And all we used was his cum as lube. But I'm not worried about the pain. I'm just scared of having poo or something still up there. And I need the loo after? I'm so scared. My boyfriend is 19 and we really, really love each other. And we've known each other since forever. And I really, really want this as much as he does. Oh my God. Sasha, you're a dirty, clueless chav. And if you're determined to admit your boyfriend's hideous tool into your back door, I suggest you read what happens to filthy little girls who get bowled from the pavilion end before puckering up your chocolate starfish. Anyway.
Chocolate starfish. Oh my God. you're too much. That is too funny.
yeah, but come on. We all know that it's no secret, actually, so I'm not really giving anything away here, because it's no secret that you love a bit of anal action, don't you? You do. You love a bit of anal action.
I do like anal. I ain't gonna lie. I do. I like it. But, you know, there's definitely ways to do it and ways to be safe. And, you know... I'm sorry, but, like, I should have, like, an enema. I mean, you gotta, like... clean yourself before you go and
douche. You have to douche yourself. Yes.
Douche.
Yeah. So, God, yeah. I remember when I went into a sex shop and bought a douche for the first time. It was so funny. I was with two of my female friends, and it was just, you know, we'd been out drinking in the afternoon, and we'd only intended to have two drinks, got absolutely shit-faced. Went to the sex shop, and I'm trying on all the strap-ons, bending my mate over in the store, and the guy behind the counter was like, oh my God, because I was bending my mate over in the store, going, yay, this one's good. And then I got the douche. I got the douche, and I said, yeah, I need a douche, I really need a douche. And I picked it up, and I don't know why, but they were all embarrassed. Why is that? Why do people get embarrassed about bum sex? Why?
Yeah. I think it's because it's, like, completely taboo. Like, there's a couple of things that are completely and totally taboo that, you know, people get all scared about and things like that. With my show, I get a lot of questions like that, too, where people, they'll write in and they'll be like, oh, my God, you know, they want to, like, do golden showers or they want to, you know, do this or that. And, like, there's certain things that people are really into that are completely taboo. And so when they talk about it or... they think that they're going to automatically be judged. So in buying douche and things like that, people think, oh my gosh, like, that's just insane. Why would you do that? Why would you buy a douche? Why would you, you know, they get all freaked out. I think it's just like, because it's taboo.
I know. But a lot of things are taboo, but I still do them. Anyway, that's another story. Okay.
You can't back out now.
No, it's just that I love it. I love it when, like, because you mentioned their golden showers. I love it when people call it golden showers. It's like, you're pissing on each other, you know? Piss on my fucking cunt. I love it. Piss on my fucking cunt. It's like, I said it. Yes, piss on my cunt. Piss in my face. I won't swallow it, but, you know.
Some people are way into that. See, you are. I'm not. But I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh my God, Joe, this is so gross. Why are you doing that? You know, like, it's people are into different things for different reasons. And I think that that's something that, you know, people need to stop being so God dang judgmental and stop being so shy. If you're into something that you think is, like, taboo, freaking talk about it. Get it out there.
Yay! And that's what FetLife.com is for. By the way, there's a free plug there, so we need to get something from them. Because you're always plugging it.
I love FetLife. No, FetLife is the shit.
I know you do. You're a FetLife whore.
I am a FetLife whore. I love it. I will admit that I am a FetLife whore. I think we should have a FetLife Anonymous. My name is Marcia Miller and I'm a FetLife whore. No.
Is that like mine? Is that like my group that I'm part of, which is like Orgies Anonymous, which is like, I came out the other day, didn't I? I said, I miss orgies. There, I've said it. My name's Joanne and I'm insatiable, that's it.
I'm insatiable, yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. We started all sorts of shenanigans on that one, didn't we?
Oh my God, and the people that were responding were totally like clueless to it, like thinking I was joking. I'm like, I'm not joking.
You're like, I don't see a joke in this. What's up?
It's a conversation me and Marsha are having. Butt out, fuckface. I better not say that because he might be listening. But who cares? I'm there to offend. If I offend your ears, I do apologise. Now fuck off.
It's like, turn it off.
Yeah, fuck off and don't listen to me. Yeah. It's like on my Twitter page. You know what I'm like on Twitter? I'm just sort of like, rah! Say it how it is in the 140 characters that I'm allowed. And I've, like, changed my little tiny space that you have for a bio on there. And I've put, sorry if my words offend you. Now fuck off and click unfollow.
That's awesome.
audience. Like, so what? I don't care. You know, say it how it is. I hate, you know, do you know what I hate about Facebook and Twitter and all these things? It's what? When people, like, they'll put pictures up of what they're having for the dinner. And, or they'll put, like, you know, oh, I can't sleep again. And it's like, boring. You know, I hate that. You know, you should say what's on your mind. Like, you know, say if you're having a bit of arse sex or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Say it. Are you ready for another problem? Are you ready for another problem?
I'm ready for another problem. Wait, I have a problem real quick before we talk about that.
What?
No, I actually, on Facebook, speaking of Facebook really quick, I actually, I'm one of those people who can't sleep. But if I'm going to say something about me not sleeping, I'm going to make it witty. And I'm going to say something like, you know, make a joke about it or something like that. Like, it's funny. I you know, I don't sleep a lot. I'm awake a lot. Only because 90% of the time I can't get my brain to shut up. So, because I have too much projects going on and stuff like that, you know. But Facebook is, you know, I don't want to be rude or anything, you know. And if creators of Facebook are listening to this, dude's totally sorry. But, you know, people have to stop being so damn ridiculous on Facebook. Like, Facebook has become this, like, you can only, it's like censored. You can only say, like, certain things. And if you say something that's offensive to one, like, one other person or whatever, and you get reported, it's like they'll, like, go and delete your comment off your page. And it's like, whatever happened to freedom of speech, really? You know?
I know.
So, that's all. I'm done. Now, what's the next problem? Moving on.
Do you feel better now? You shared that with us.
I do, actually, yes.
God, my therapy is working.
So, if anybody freaking goes on my page and starts, like, reporting my comments...
Do you know what I'm going to do just to test that theory?
You know what? I'll kick you.
No, because, actually, do you know what? No, I was just going to say I'm going to test that theory, but then I might get completely deactivated on Facebook. I was going to say that I'm going to go and test the theory by putting, yeah, I'm just wanking the dog off.
Oh my God.
That would so get deleted.
You would actually, you know, it's funny because this
I'd probably earn more fans. It'd be like, yay, bit of canine action.
I know. Bestiality, yes. It's funny because I got an email this morning from one of my friends on Facebook who was looking for our friend Pete. And she's like, what happened to Pete's profile? And I thought to myself, don't tell me they fucking deleted him. And, like, sure enough, I went to go, like, say something to Pete and he got deleted. Because, you know, he speaks his mind. Like, that's what the Grindhouse show's all about. Like, you know, thanks to Jackalope. Jackalope is an amazing station because they have a lot of shows on there where we can have our freedom of speech, you know, and I totally applaud Todd for allowing us to do that, you know, because not a lot of radio stations will allow you to speak your mind and, you know, be who you are. So I think that's pretty kick-ass. But as for Facebook, you know, like, they totally, like, took away Pete's profile. And I'm like, fuck that. Why did they do that? You know, and I think it's because the last, like, couple days he's been pretty political. Like, he's been, you know, bitching a lot about a lot of things that have been going on and talking shit about people. And so he probably got reported. But, you know, Facebook is pretty cool for, like, hooking up with fans and whatnot. But, like, it sucks because you can't be who you are. Because if you remotely say anything that could be offensive to someone else and to the religious people out there, you're going to fucking get deleted. And I think that that's retarded. So
that's never bothered me, has it?
I'm surprised that you haven't been taken off for something.
I know, with all the bloody Jesus followers and whatever, you know.
Yeah, I had a couple of people write me personal messages the last week telling me how I'm going to go to hell for my sex talk show. Yes.
Yes!
I know. I told them, I said, thanks. I look forward to it.
I do!
Brownies.
I'm going to go to hell too, because do you know what? I don't care, because there's going to be people that I know there.
I know, yeah. We're
having a party. And all the fucking hookers go there, and all the drugs are going to be there as well, so it's like, party! I fucking love it. Oh, we're going to have such a good time. Me and you in hell.
Me and you and all the other people who are part of Jackalope Radio.
Yeah, and who are part of our gang. In the cool gang.
The cool gang?
Yeah. We're with the cool people.
Okay, so what's the next problem? What do we got?
Okay. Sarah... From Liverpool. Sarah. From Liverpool. She says, oh, should I do the voice? Oh, my God. I'm 14 years old, like, and I like masturbating. By this, I mean, I like using toys on my fingers. I can't do the voice. By rubbing my vagina, I find it really nice, but I am worried it is wrong. Yes, you're going to go to hell. Oh, she doesn't mean it's wrong that way. Oh, she's not, like, going to burn in hell. Not like we are. She just wants some advice on how to make it more enjoyable. Well, I think she's doing the right thing. She's already using her fingers, rubbing herself.
Wait. So let me get this right. So she loves to masturbate and she puts toys on her fingers, like vibrators and stuff. So she uses, like, what, French ticklers and shit?
No. She uses toys. She uses vibrators and stuff, and she uses her fingers.
Oh, got that. Okay, because I thought you were saying she put toys on her fingers, and I was like, oh yeah, she's got those kick-ass vibrators that go on her fingers.
I got some of those free, you know.
Shit, man.
I got some of those free. I've never used them. I bought some sex toys and some lingerie. I'm always buying sex toys and lingerie. But anyway, in this particular box that came the other day, one of the free gifts was some things that you're supposed to put on your fingers, and I've never used them because, I don't know, are they really good?
I have one, and I love it, yeah. Ooh.
Do you know what I keep doing? I keep buying new dildos and new vibrators and leaving them at other people's houses. I use them once, and then I leave them at other people's, like... an ex who I actually was talking to him yesterday, but I've not seen him for like a couple of years. Not him, because I have seen him obviously in recent.
Yeah, I was like, what? Okay,
not him, because I have actually seen him the last few weeks or whatever. But this one, I haven't actually seen him for a couple of years. And I got this really fantastic, it was a G-spot vibrator, which actually Sarah from Liverpool could do with, actually. So Sarah from Liverpool, get yourself a G-spot vibrator, love. You know, they've like got that funny end on, the like hook up at the end, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
turn in. Oh, amazing. So I took it to his house and left it, and it's like the best one I've ever had. And then the other week I was I won't say why I was there or what I was doing there or who I was seeing, but he was a doctor. And I was with this guy, not boyfriend or anything, but you know what I mean. You know where I'm going with this.
Got it, yeah.
Nice, big, not that the colour has any reference, but it was a nice, big, black vibrator, ribbed and everything. Uh-huh. Fantastic. Left it at his house. Oh, and, yeah. And he's like, he texts me and he said, you've left your dildo. Should I post it to you? And I thought, no way in hell am I giving you my address, mate. So that's another one I've lost. And that was like a week ago. I'm gutted.
So, you have to stop leaving them. That's just expensive, man. I don't know how much it is out there, but out here, like, just to buy one, they're close to, like, well, you can get, like, a really chintzy one for, like, $20 that doesn't even really work that well.
Yeah.
But, like, the really good ones, you're looking at, like, between $50 and, like, $100 and some for,
oh, my
like,
God, I would never pay. I'd never pay that. I've paid 40 quid, which is, actually, 40 quid is probably about $55, actually, I've paid before for one. But, it's like, oh, my God. But, anyway, back to Sarah from Liverpool. Like, you would recommend the vibrator things on your fingers, wouldn't you?
I would, I like regular dildos, too. I know, I do, but...
The more lifelike, the better.
I thought, when you read the letter, I thought you said she had those. And I was like, oh, those are really good. She should use them. I do recommend those. Those are good. And they have different ones that have different, depending on what the feel you like, but there's different ones that have, like, different stimulation on it. Like, some have, like, little nubs. Some of them have, you know, like, the little tickler-type things on them. And some of them have ridges. It just depends on, like, which ones you like the best, you know?
Well... Another thing that she could do, which is what I did when I was little, and I hope none of my family listen to this, which they won't listen to it anyway, because I'm not even going to send them a link or anything. I mean, say what I want. when I was younger, quite younger, before 14, I found my stepdad's porn stash, and I had much enjoyment in my mum and stepdad's bedroom going through his porn stash, because the sight of a woman's pussy has always done it for me. Always.
Yeah.
And I would freak myself off stupid. And I also found my mum's sex toys, which back then I was 9 years old. So, like, 1984, vibrators still had a bit of a way to go, didn't they? You know?
Yeah.
It was just the basic plastic, like, rocket thing. Yeah. Basic plastic smooth vibrator. Yeah. And didn't really get any enjoyment out of that because it was too hard, you know? Not like all these soft jelly-like feel ones and silicon-made ones that you get today. But yeah, yeah, she needs to find a dad's porn stash and have a look. Oh, whoa! It's like the best tool. I think visual stimulation is the best tool you can have, I think.
That's true. I agree. And I think, too, it's like, I don't know how many times, you know, you get that, I'm, like, horny feeling, and you're just like, oh, you know, I just have to, like, have to do a release. And it's true, like, it's one thing, unless you're, like, super creative in your mind, and you can, like, visually, in your head, without looking on the TV or a computer screen, be able to picture that, then all the more power to you. Because I know for me, I'm super creative, and there's times that I don't even need visual stimulation, where I could just think of something and really think of it and feel okay with it. But I think you're right, though, with the visual stuff, because, like, I like to watch I like to watch porn a lot too, but I like anime paint.
Oh my god, I love hentai porn.
I will sit there, and the cool thing about it too is it's not like it's just like full on porn. For me, it's like, because they're like little movies. Like, you can sit there and watch them, and then you're just like, whoa, what's going on, you know? It's like this little movie, but then by the time you're done watching it, though, it's like you're so turned on. I love hentai.
I love it. I love it because, and it's like, because it's kind of, the subjects that they cover are taboo subjects, aren't they?
Oh, yeah? My God. Schoolgirls. Subjects.
Schoolgirls and stuff. And... Yeah. I'm sorry, but this is my show. This is my show. I can say what I want. And it's Jackalope. Like, yay. We can say what we want. But yeah, fucking love that stuff. Because it's the subjects that I love and I know they're wrong, but, you know, gets me off.
Yeah.
The sicker it is, the more it gets me off.
Hentai porn, I think, is some of the sickest porn out there.
Fucking, and that's why it gets me off.
Yeah. I mean, I saw this one the other day. My friend sent me, like, a bunch of hentai porn because he knows I love it. And so he sent me, like, I don't know, like, 8 or 9 videos one day. And there was, like, this one that he thought I would totally dig because I'm Wiccan, you know. I'm, like, I'm not, like, Christian or anything like that. And there was this one that was, like, supposed to be about magic and, like, you know, Wiccan stuff and, like, satanic stuff all thrown together. And it was really funny. Now, I just want to put a blurb out there. I'm not satanic, so, like, if anyone's listening to this, you can be like, I knew she was.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm Wiccan, all right? Get it right. So,
you're not into sacrificing virgins or anything, just deflowering them?
No, man. No, you just like need to tools to help them not be virgins any longer, that's all. I don't
I love that. Oh, my God, I love deflowering girls. I fucking love it. I love it. You know, it's like giving girls a first girl-on-girl experience. It's like, yay! It's like so many... I know I'm not, like, boasting or anything, but it's like so many girls, like, want me to be there first, and I have been so many girls first, and it's like, awesome! There's only been one of them that's actually got weird with me afterwards.
Really?
You know, only one of them, but... Whatever. Anyway, carry on about your slaughtering virgins and stuff. What were you saying?
Oh, yes. Carry on about it. Like, I'm really doing it. No, I was going to say, anyways, I was watching this hentai porn, because it was all supposed to be about, like, magic and secret societies and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, this is kind of cool. But then it was, like, really weird, because there was this female in it, and she was all, like, they were basically, they had tied down this girl. I don't think she was a virgin. I think she was just one of these schoolgirls. You know, she was like forcing these people to have their way with her. And then she goes in to do it and she takes off her clothes and she's like a hermaphrodite. I was like, what the hell? Like, that was the first porn I think I've seen where there's been it was like a hermaphrodite.
Oh my God.
Like, she took off her clothes and she had male parts and female parts. She was like, she had both.
ever. Do you know what? I have done transsexuals because that gets me off. I told you the story, didn't I, about me and a person who shall remain nameless, but you know who I'm talking about. I hired a transsexual escort because he pissed me off. Basically, he pissed me off because I went out to LA to be with him. And this was my first time I went to LA years ago. And I went out to LA to be with him, but he was busy. I'm just going to say work, and I'm not going to say what his work is because that would give it away to who he is. But he was busy working in San Diego and I was in West Hollywood. So, you know, I met people, la la la, was there for quite a while. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. So, I didn't speak to him for 2 months because he pissed me off because of that. And I said to him, well, if you want to see me again, then you're going to have to do something for me. And he was like, what? He says, anything. And I went, you have to fuck a TS with me. And I hired this TS escort to come and fuck us both on camera. Oh, she was dirty as well. And it was awesome. It was awesome. But I've never seen a hermaphrodite. Never.
I have never either. I've heard.
I want to so bad, but, you know.
Yeah. I think that it was interesting because I was just like, what? Like, I've seen a lot of, you know, a lot of porn where they, you know, they do the trans and then, or they'll do, you know, the drag queens or they'll do the guy all guy or girl all girl or whatever, you know, whatever floats people's boats. But like, either way, like I've never seen one with a hermaphrodite. And then I was watching the hentai and I was like, oh my God, they should have had a hermaphrodite. That was like the first time I'd ever seen one in a porn video before. I thought that was kind of cool.
But
even though it wasn't a real one, it was, you know, obviously it was anime. But
no, but the thing is, still, I can't understand why I've never even seen any porn with one in. I can't understand why that is, because that is such a, that, you know, because like TSs are everywhere. You can, you know, there was a time when, you know, it wasn't as common as it is, but for that would be something that, oh my God, you'd think that typing a search into your Google would come up with loads of porn with that. But actually, saying that, I've never done it. Have you? Have you ever searched for it?
I've never done that, no.
Maybe we should, because we're talking about this as if you can't get it out there, and you probably can.
I bet
some of our Facebook friends would know.
Or maybe, you know, our FetLife peeps would know. I never even thought about looking it up on FetLife. Huh, I should look it up right now while we're talking. See if I can, if it's on there.
Do it.
It'd be interesting to see if it is, because I surely haven't seen anything like that.
And do you know what I'm going to do while you're looking at up that, so we can carry on this subject? I'm going to play Kings of Leon and Sex is on Fire.
That's a great song!
Awesome!
Oh,
I'm back with Marsha Miller.
We were talking about hermaphrodites, weren't we? And you went on a little search on FetLife.com, and I had a little search around RedTube and YouPorn.com. Did find a couple of vids on YouPorn.com, but Marsha found a lot of links on FetLife.com, and she actually found a profile with a heesh. With photographs of the sex organs, and we've struck upon something, haven't we, which is probably not news to a lot of people. It's just that we're fascinated by it and we're looking into it now. But it just looks like an enlarged clit, doesn't it, Marsha?
It does. Yes, it does. And I also want to point out that I apologize if we have offended anybody in regards to the title. I found out that the term is not hermaphrodite now, but the actual new term is intersexed. So
intersexed.
Yes, okay. It's been placed with intersex. And if someone is an actual, what we would originally refer to as hermaphrodite, is actually now intersex. So I apologize if we have offended any of people out there who are intersexed and. We now know that is the new term. So,
and I just actually, wanted to specify if you are intersexed and you want to be a guest, then and talk about it, I'd love to, because now we've struck upon the subject. It fascinates me, and I want to look into it, and I want to talk to somebody who has that experience, or someone who has actually had a relationship or a sexual experience with an intersexed person. Yeah.
Right.
I do, totally. Is there anything else you want to say on that subject?
I don't. I think it's very interesting. And I just want people to know, too. Like, I know we were joking around earlier and whatnot, and this show is called Dirty Laundry, and we are having a lot of fun. But seriously, with topics like this, I think, you know, it's kind of like my sex talk show. Yes, there's shows that we have that we dork around and we have fun and we joke. But we're not trying to joke at people who have different lives and different lifestyles. And it is very interesting. And we really... You know, I personally would love to have somebody on my show as well. The same thing. It's totally, totally interesting, and I would love to learn more about it and be able to educate people about it, because I think that it's things like this, like we were talking about. You just don't hear about it.
No.
So if people don't hear about it, you don't know how to. We don't know about it. We just want to know. I want to know.
But people fascinate me, and. I want to learn everything about all types of people, and about sex as well. I am so open-minded. I mean, we've just discovered there that there's one thing that I'm into that you're not into. And I thought you were like the most open-minded person, other than a certain guy that I keep referring to that I won't name. He is like, it's like totally my, what's the word? Not soulmate? Oh, I thought we were at one point, but we're not. But you know what I mean. Partner in crime. Yeah. He's totally my partner in crime. I'm Robin to his Batman kind of thing. But anyway.
That's right. Whatever. No, I'm open to things. Don't get me wrong. I am open to things, and I will try almost anything. But there are just some things that I personally don't find as much of a turn on. Now, would I do it to turn on my partner? Absolutely, I would. You know,
do you know what gets me off? It gets me off getting other people off. And that's how I discover things. That's how I discover what I like, because, oh my God, this is totally getting them off, you know? And then I discover, actually, fucking hot. This is fucking hot. So that's how you discover things, because you'll be doing something one day and you'll think, I'm not really into it, but I'm going to do it because it gets you off. And you'll think, oh my God. So one day you will have someone pissing on your cunt. You will. Guaranteed. It might be me.
It might be.
If you're lucky. Moving on. On that bombshell, we're going to go on to Amber from London. Okay. Yes. It's another teenager. Should I do my chav voice or not? All right, okay, let me get my face straight. Oh, by the way, I've been drinking strawberry and cream vodka liqueur. It's very nice. Okay.
Some of that. I'm totally jealous. I need some of that in the States. Okay, go ahead.
Right, okay. Amber from London says, I'm 13, and last night, me and this guy were snogging, right? I'm a virgin, and never did anything like that before, other than snogging, right? Well, anyway, he puts his fingers in my fanny and starts fingering me. Fanny is vagina, by the way, not arse. You call fanny arse, right?
Right.
You call arse fanny, should I say. But fanny in the UK is vagina.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good to know. Good to know. Thank you for specifying. Go ahead.
So he puts his fingers in my fanny and starts fingering me. Then he guided my hands down. I'm going all like Dick Van Dyke now. Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
Dick Van Dyke.
Guided my hands down his pants and I wanked him off. I was so nervous. I told 5 of my friends that I wanked him off, and they took it okay, but I have 3 friends that they would never talk to me again if they found out. And probably will, because there's so many boys who know what I did. What can I do that's going to stop them finding out? And what should I do if they do find out? Alright, that's it. I went all Dick Van Dyke and all a bit Lock, Stock and 2 Smoking Barrels there, didn't I? Okay, so what do you do to stop the gossipers about this dirty little slut at 13 years old letting a guy finger her and she wanked him off? She's 13.
I was about ready to say that. I'm like, first of all, she's 13. I'm sorry, but...
You're a dirty little slapper, love. That's all I've got to say. Go on, carry on, sorry.
I would completely and totally, like... I don't know. I would do the same. I would talk shit. She's 13. She should be doing that shit. Come on now.
Yeah, but. Says, like, here's me saying the person who was freaking myself off when I was, like, 5 years old and getting told that I'm a dirty little get by my mum. And then, like, wanking off to my stepdad's porn at 9 years old. Yeah. And having a go with my mum's vibrators, which, by the way, I didn't push inside me because they hurt too much. But anyway, whatever. But yeah, maybe I'm just jealous, eh? Maybe I'm just jealous that I wasn't getting it at 13. Maybe? Dunno.
Maybe.
Dunno. Do you know what? I was 19 years old before I actually had sex.
I think I was 8. Yeah. No, I was... I think the first time I had sex, I was 18. Yeah.
And do you know what? The only reason... Because I'd been going out drinking and stuff. I'd left home at like 17... But I always wanted to wait for the right guy. I mean, it was like the early 90s, you know? And I had values, you know? Where have they gone, love? but anyway, I was 19, and the only reason I slept with this guy was because I was fed up of not having it. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to try this lark. I'm going to have a go at it, see what it's like. And, I'm not even going to go into my first time, but yeah, well, actually... He was a male nurse. And anyway, I was 19. He was 19. And he was a big boy, you know? A big boy. And he made me bleed, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, so that was my first time. The second time was with Kyle's daddy. Yeah. How sweet is that? Oh, I didn't save my virginity for him. What a shame. Like, he was worth it. But anyway, so you were 18.
I was, yes. And
did you only have sex because you were bored of being a virgin? Was the same reason as me?
You know what? No. The thing with me was that I moved out right after I graduated. Like, literally a week after I graduated, I moved out. And I was kind of one of those sheltered children when I was younger. And so when I moved out, I freaking went buck wild. I started drinking a lot. I went crazy. And so I was just, and then once I had sex, I was like, I couldn't get enough. I was like, complete and totally had to have sex all the time.
Do you know what? I'm going to virtually high five you now. So here, I'm going to high five my own hand so you can hear the slap. So it's like, high five!
Nice!
Because...
like, you don't know my background, but me and my two sisters had hell, basically. So, yeah, you say that you had, like, a restricted childhood. Same, but I don't know your situation either, so I'm not going to compare the two. But basically,
yeah.
Same thing. I left home before I got kicked out, basically. I had to find somewhere to live before I was kicked out. Or killed, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever came first. And anyway, so I left home and I was out drinking every week, getting shit-faced and everything. And then all of a sudden I just thought... And then when I discovered sex, when I was 19, I thought, want it. Insatiable. And
yeah.
And since I split up with Kyle's dad, I was with him on and off for 6 years. I split up with him like 10 years ago. And I've been really single ever since, really. Because, yeah, I've had fuck buds. I've had people who have been in a relationship with, but not living together. You know what I mean? I count relationships as... you see, I label things differently to everyone else. I label a relationship and being with someone if you're actually living with them, kind of thing. Because otherwise, you're just like a boyfriend and girlfriend just playing about, you know? And so anyway, I've been single for 10 years. And other than the odd fuck bud or whatever, you know, I've not been with anyone. But where's my point with this? What were we talking about? We were talking about sex, aren't we? Yes.
Yeah. Sex, so, yes. Well, the first time we had sex.
And, yes, and you know what line of work I'm in. You know what I've done.
Yeah.
And when people say to me, it's like, people always used to be obsessed with, how many people have you slept with? I don't fucking know how many people I've slept with. I fucked a lot. I actually slept with them, spent the night with them. I don't know. Sorry, that was a bit of a joke there. But, you know, it makes me laugh when people say, how many people have you slept with? Like, to me, like, that means how many people have you actually slept beside? You know, why do people
yeah.
call it sleeping with somebody? When you're not sleeping with them, you're fucking them. Yeah?
That's true. Like, it's so funny. Like, you can say, oh, I slept with, you know, oh, my friend, you know, I don't know, my friend came over and we slept, you know, he slept here.
Yeah,
he slept
I
it's
sleep
like,
with
what?
Lots of guys
like, no.
the same, but nothing happens.
Yeah.
So it's that term should be like, that term should never be used ever again. When you're going to ask someone how many people they fucked, ask them, how many people have you fucked then? How many people have been up your chuff? You know? It's
yeah.
like, rather than how many people have you slept with? Because I do sleep with lots of people, but don't do anything with them. But anyway... There was a time when I was younger that I used to fuck people and not sleep with them, but not anymore, not for quite a few years. Everyone that I fuck now, I spend the night with them, you know. I'm a good girl. But anyway, yeah, so I have been with quite a few people through... okay, fuck it, I'm going to come out and say it. I've been through quite a lot of people through my work that I don't count, and a lot of people don't understand this. Work is work. I separate the two. I don't remember people. I remember like some clients, but then I forget about the insignificant ones that didn't really leave an impression on me. Either I remember clients because they were really bad, you know, I had a bad experience with them, or I remember them because they're such nice bloody guys, and 9 times out of 10 they'll come back and see me again. But I don't count those. When people say, how many people have you fucked? I don't count that. And does that sound right to you or does that sound wrong? Should I be counting them or not? Because to me, it's not me that's doing it. Because like I say, I have...
It's a job, yeah.
I have... I'm a different person. It's still me, it's still my body, but it's not me. I'm the character that I play. And I'm not going to give my... escort name out, because then people start doing Google searches, and because of the unusual way it's spelt, they'll find me and they'll, you know, whatever, start
yeah.
shit. But I play that person. So should I count them or not?
You know, technically you should, but being what you're saying, like, I think you should have two different, you should say, well, that depends. Are you asking... who me personally as Joe has, or me as, you know,
la, 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 has.
The other person. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that, you know, I would if they ask you for you personally or if they're asking you for the other question, I would have two different numbers.
I don't even know the numbers. I don't know. When I split with Kyle's dad, because, like I say, Kyle's dad was the second person I slept with, and he was the only person that I slept with while I was with him. Slept with! Fucked! I'm doing my own thing there. Like, doing exactly what I said I don't want to do. I never slept with him. No. Kyle's dad was the only person that I fucked while I was with him. So since we split up 10 years ago, I went in. Oh, well. First of all, I started lap dancing to pay off his debts, because he ran up a lot of debts before he fucked off. And they were all under my address, so I had to pay them off. So I started lap dancing, and that's when all the that kind of work began. You know, that industry, my work in that industry began like 10 years ago, because I needed to pay his debts off. I paid his debts off. I loved lap dancing anyway, I discovered. You know, I was like, because it was so strange, because it was like I was a caterpillar, like turning into a butterfly, because I was so under the thumb. I was, you know, I was a battered wife kind of thing, yeah? Typical doormat. And when he would cheat on me and I would accuse him of it, he would answer my accusations with fists and blah, 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 blah. So I was completely just this little doormat. He scared all my friends away. And anyway, whatever. And then I just completely turned around, because I started lap dancing and I completely came out of my shell. And then I was like, yay! Discovered drugs. And it was like, I don't know, I shouldn't have probably said that, but it was like, oh my God, I'm living! You know? And so yeah, I completely evolved. I completely evolved. And I spent the last 10 years evolving into who I am today. And I don't know if I can evolve anymore. Can I? Can I get any worse, do you think? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, because I'm sure there's things you haven't tried that you might find that you like. Now like other people will like be like, oh my God.
Like an intersexed person.
Yes.
But anyway. God, dear me. Anyway, do you want to, should we play another tune now, do you think? What should we play now? What do you want? What do you want? What do you like?
Oh, what are you going to play?
Mm-hmm. What do you want? What would you want me to play?
Oh, this is choice.
I was just going to say, since we've been talking about intersexed people, should we play a bit of Lady Gaga?
Yes, Lady Gaga.
Poker Face. We're going to play Poker Face now.
Can't read my poker face. She's got me poker face, poker face. You, 'cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promises. Check this hand, 'cause I'm marvelous.
Can't read mine, can't read mine. No, we can't read on my poker face.
She's got more than nobody.
Marcia, we've come to the end almost, and it's been really good talking with you. It's been a good laugh, actually, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been a lot of fun.
We've not really solved many problems, but...
we've learned new things. Intersects. Yes, we got that.
So if anyone has got any problems, like you say, it can be a bit of a laugh. You know, you can write in a bit of a laugh. Or if you've got a serious problem, we can put on a serious face. Or I can put on a serious face.
You can be serious if we need to. We can do that.
Yeah, of course. So if you want to reach me, I'm on Faceache, which is my name for Facebook. Or Facefuck, should I say. Facefuck. You can Facefuck me.
She likes that, by the way. BTW. Hard.
Yeah, make me gag, baby. Make me gag. I'm Joanne Nikita Magic, with a J. Or if you want to contact Marcia.
You can also contact me on Facebook.
Just search for Marcia Miller.
No, actually, I changed it. They can't find me on that lane no more. They find me on Dark Girl Marcia. It is MARCIA, not SHA. Dark Girl Marcia is how you can find me.
Yeah.
Or you can actually also write me until Joe gets her website up at darkgirlspleasurechest.com. You can also contact there. There's a contact button there if you need to write or whatever. I can forward that to Joe as well until we get her webpage up and going.
Yeah.
And it will be fun.
So thank you very much for listening, everyone.